I would like to, for the record, make a statement that I've been reading, I do read The Wave, and I did read Mr. Wendell's editorial on parking and giving up 160 lots. And that didn't bother me, and I didn't think it was terribly written, but I read all the comments and all the people that bothered to sign their names. And the first thing that came to my mind was an argument I had one year with Mr. Evans. And he came to me, and the two of us debated it and discussed it. And then we went about our business. And I think what bothers me the most is that the citizens of this town are not capable or care enough to come and say, is that true? Did you really say that? We are full-grown adults. Instead, we read what we read, and we believe it. So, having said that, Dory, are you writing? Pay attention. For the record, late this afternoon, Mr. Patrick Hand said to me, for the record, I did not have a plan 6 months ago. Therefore, I could not have spoken to council. That's a fact. He also said, for the record, I never met with the mayor and three council people. Backdoor anything. Do you have that?
Yes.
No, that was my question. Do you have it?
Yeah.
That's all? No, ma'am. That's it. So, I have the minutes from the Board of Zoning Appeals. It's not the recording. There's nothing on there. But it didn't matter. I went a step further and I called Mr. Hayne. And I am tired of people's characters. What if I never read The Wave? I'm dead in the water because I'm being eaten alive and I have no idea I'm being eaten alive. So I would much rather get bashed by Mr. Evans to my face like a man, and I'll dish back whatever I can dish back like a man or a woman, whatever I choose to be. And that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Well, perhaps if you attended the meeting, Mayor, you'd have heard his comments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dory, you're disrupting this meeting.
Frank, is this your 5 minutes?
It is.
But it's a part of my 5 minutes. I don't think there's anything in there where you can't stop and start a few times. But at that meeting, I was astounded to hear his comments. And perhaps you should, if you're not going to attend those meetings, then you should listen to the tape so that you would know what you were talking about. The idea that we are losing the use, I understand where the ownership lies. My problem is with the lack of planning that has led us to that spot. And for Mr. Patrick Hand to state that he's been working with the mayor and three council people and other members of the committee for 6 or 7 months, I find that I would think those three council people have perhaps done a disservice by not bringing that information forward so that we could talk about the project, plan or no plan. He obviously was discussing some aspects of it, and we should encourage, should have, water over the dam. We should say, hey, this is a part of this component of it we like. That's great. But here's a huge problem we might have going forward if we don't negotiate successfully or mitigate or find some other plan. So I guess at this juncture, I'm curious who the three people that were in the room.
He said there weren't any. I called him. I spoke to him.
I'm obviously not one, and he knew that.
You and Heather. Him outside of a council session?
Was I talking to him?
Patrick Hand at any time on the street?
On the street.
The house?
No.
Never.
Not about this. I talked to him at the end of the first BZA. But I have a question. Now, you all want diversion tactic. I mean, if you were one of those three, to simply say it, I'm just curious.
We weren't.
Stop. I missed the first.
Or did he misspeak?
No. I have not spoken to Patrick Hand separately. Any time. I missed the first meeting with Mr. Hand and Patrick. I'd heard on the streets now that he was going to buy B lot. I knew that. But that's all you hear, because he's going to sell blue. At the first meeting, there was a closed session, I had to leave. And he said he would talk to me. He never talked to me. The only time I've been with Patrick Hann was that last meeting 2 weeks ago. So I was not one of the three.
I made his copies.
Okay, no.
For our closed session.
Okay. That's it. I'm not. I everything that I got has been was secondhand after that from council members and from Heather. But so I don't know. But when I saw the
I think with all the hard work of all the different committees, civic committees, promoting coming to Cape Charles, the tourism, everything from the new love sign and all that, that we've got ourselves in a rough spot down there with losing the use of those parking spots. And I think, you know, it's a function of terrible planning. And I'm curious, our plan going forward didn't start to materialize until the assessment of what Plan B is and how much to value the little bit of parking that we are looking at buying. Anyway, we put ourselves behind the eight ball, and that was unnecessary. However, when the gentleman says, I've been working with the mayor and three council people for 6 or 7 months, I took him for what he said. And now you got council people saying that didn't happen. So.
And did you ask what the other options might be for parking? And did anyone ask you, because it was a closed session, how much that parking was going to cost to be on the backs of the taxpayers? Have you asked if we're looking at other options? I mean, property comes up all the time.
At other options, but apparently some of us, according to Mr. Hann, knew that we were going to be in this predicament 6 to 7 months ago, and some of us didn't. So only one council person said they were part of
it. Feel free to call Mr. Hann.
Ask him. Who the three were.
I did.
Ask him.
He said, I'd rather not say. Okay, that's on the recording. So, look.
He told me. He said, I never met with you or a single council person singularly or in a group 6 months ago. That's it.
I think the phrase was working with.
No, he did not.
Oh, you should listen to the tape.
I don't need to. I talked to him. Next.